Thank you for joining us on Community Focus, where we look at the issues that matter in South Florida and the people and organizations that are making a difference. The Broward Veterans Coalition has been around for quite some time, working on behalf of, obviously, the veterans in our community. And we have an opportunity to speak to the new president of the coalition, and this voice may surprise you, the first female president, appropriate during Women's History Month, Joy Allington. Welcome to Community Focus. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
Joy, you served in the U.S. Army, much like everyone who is a member of Broward Veterans Coalition is a veteran of some form of the U.S. military. Can you just give us a little bit of your background in the Army and then how you came to be president of the Broward Veterans Coalition?
Yes, I actually served in the Women's Army Corps when women were segregated from the regular Army. And then I was also part of the transition of women into the regular Army, and the Women's Army Corps was decommissioned. So that was an adventure in itself. I was a medic when I was in the military. And now, as far as myself becoming the president, I served as vice president for a couple of years. I was a member first, and then I became the vice president. And then our last president had to resign due to medical issues, but he served wonderfully for our coalition. And that's how I became the president.
I want to congratulate you. I'm sure they're all happy to have you in charge. But this whole issue of the perception that veterans are all very old, that has to have changed since we had the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we've had young people overseas in the last 20 years.
A lot of times there is a perception that we just have old men in our organization. And what we're trying to do is bring in the younger veterans. That is something that every veteran organization is lacking, and they're just not participating because their era does not want to belong to a veterans organization, unfortunately, because they eventually are going to need some help with benefits, and we want to see them become more involved, which we're not seeing that right now, but we're certainly open to their coming on board and participating with us. We just want to see them more involved, and we want to be able to help them and their families whenever they need it. And I do want to also say I want to bring more women veterans to our organization as well. We have a few. I want to see more. Women need to be represented.
100%. What kind of help, support, services does Broward Veterans Coalition offer?
We help with benefits. You know, we can be a liaison for anyone. We advocate and assist with things in the state, for legislative updates in the state for veterans.
Do you ever have a chance to reach out and be a liaison to the legislature in speaking on behalf of the veterans and what their needs are?
I do assist. We're working on a couple things that were brought up where veterans were having some issues and they need some help from that level that they're just not getting resolved on the local level. So we're helping in that way. We had Representative Robin Bartleman at our meeting speaking and gave a legislative update on what happened this year and what things were passed, which ones weren't. And it's important for us to keep up to date with that so we know how to assist veterans and what needs to be done.
My understanding is that initially the transition from being in service to being a civilian can be extremely challenging. I know United Way's Mission United works a lot in that area, and I've often said it feels like there ought to be an outgoing package. You know, when you leave service, there should be like a month of transition where they're still working with you and giving you the resources you need and the places to go get those resources, because we know there are veterans benefits, but if the veterans don't know about it, how are they supposed to access them?
Well, Ellen, honestly, they have done much better in recent years where they do actually have classes for them. However, it's at the local level when they get home is where they have difficulty finding the assistance that they need. They do have help with benefits, but it's once they get here. You know, this is where we come in. We have Career Source Broward that helps veterans with employment. We have other organizations that, you know, can assist like that. helping them find jobs or even their family members.
And I believe it was just last week. I know you do a lot of work with NSU. They had a home buying literacy program. And there's a lot of that working together with NSU and other organizations that have outreach for veterans.
Yes. And then there's veterans that, you know, may be in a wheelchair. I mean, we have wheelchair tennis. It's a wide variety of things that we offer. You know, we can hook people up with in the community to provide support, just camaraderie, whatever they need. That's what we're here for. If you have a family member that needs assistance and they're elderly, we can help you as the family member help the veteran.
And I also have to think that for anyone who's been in service, and I know every time of being called up is different. You know, a Vietnam veteran has a different experience from an Iraq veteran. And
yes.
But in some ways, there's a similarity for everyone being in a foreign country and being under fire, being on the front line, or even just going through training, you know, basic training in itself is an experience that the average person can't imagine. So just having other veterans to hang out with and talk to. So when you have meetings with the general membership, and those are monthly, right?
Yes, they are. The third Monday of every month.
And what is the kind of format for the meetings? Is it business and then some networking, or let's just all talk? How does it work?
Well, we have business and, you know, like any organization. And then we have networking. We all introduce ourselves. If we have new people, then we go around the room and we tell each other what organizations we're with, or if there's some civilians there that work with veterans, they're welcome and they talk to other people. And, you know, so people can find resources right there at the meeting. And then we also have events and speakers, not events at the meetings, but we have speakers at the meetings. And then we have events outside of our meetings.
I know you have a couple coming up, and we're going to talk about those in just a second. I just want to let people know, if they want to come to a meeting, do they have to be a member, or can they come to a meeting first?
No, they can come to a meeting first. Absolutely. It's at 2 p.m. at the Tamarack Community Center, and that is 8601 Commercial Boulevard, the third Monday of every month.
And is the best way to get reminders, do you have a place where someone can sign up to receive your emails?
We have BrowardVeteransCoalition.org. You can also sign up at our email address is BrowardVeterans01@gmail.com. And just tell them you want your name on the list and we'll send you all our emails.
Okay, I get them. So, you know, if I get them, certainly veterans should be able to get them. Right. So these events you're having, these are both really interesting. A Veterans Living History, which is being hosted by the Miramar Branch Library, that's in May. Coming up before that, Stories of D-Day on April 15th at Tamarack Community Center. What can we expect? Let's start with Stories of D-Day.
Well, Stories of D-Day is going to be a fantastic speaker, Dr. Robert Watson. He's award-winning. He's a historian. He's worked as a political commentator. He's a professor at Lynn University right now. And he travels all over the world. This man knows so much about history, and he brings it alive. He's going to have photos that he's going to display as he speaks. He's a fantastic speaker. You will absolutely enjoy this. And this I've opened up to the public, so anyone can come at no cost. And of course, we're going to have some light refreshments afterwards. I believe you will enjoy that immensely.
And what about a Veterans Living History, which I understand is an opportunity to meet and speak with veterans?
Yes, I have 11 veterans that are going to be available. And there are women and men, officer and enlisted, Marines, Army, Air Force, you know, all the services, Navy, they're going to be available. No Space Force. I haven't even met anybody.
Captain Kirk will be leading that.
I haven't met anyone from there yet. However, you can sit down and talk to them one-on-one. It's not going to be a speech. You just come in and you ask the questions. Have you ever wondered about what it's like to be in the military? Have you wondered what's it like to be in a war? You know, if you're just stateside, what do you do during the day? any questions you want to know. And they're going to be also bringing some personal memorabilia and that they have, you know, gotten over the years, and just have it on display for you.
All right, so I'm going to pretend right now that it's May 4th, and I'm meeting you, Joy Allington, president of the Broward Veterans Coalition. My question is, how true to life are the war movies that are produced these days?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
I imagine it's got to be a little bit enhanced.
Very.
But yeah, at the same time, you know, like they depict it and you're like, wow, no wonder it's difficult to transition back.
Well, the intensity in the PTSD issue is well representative. It is a problem, you know, and just serving stateside for women who have military sexual trauma. That's an issue. Mm-hmm. You know, all of these things are, you know, nowadays are being brought to the forefront and are well represented. Now we have to have it stop.
Right. And I think it's important for people to know that a lot of this has been through cultural changes. And there were times in the history of our country when things were okay that are not okay now. Having women in the military has forced the issue to be publicized. And that's a good thing. Because I know the military likes to hold itself to a higher standard. And when you meet veterans, I mean, one after another, they're just polite, intelligent. I really feel like they represent the country.
Awareness and accountability are, you know, things that are now being brought forth. And that's where I think a lot of healing will happen and changes will be made.
All right. Well, I feel like the military is in good hands, and certainly Broward Veterans Coalition is in very good hands with you as the lead. President Joy Allington from the Broward Veterans Coalition. Again, the website is browardveteranscoalition.org. The email, if you want to sign up and start receiving emails about the kinds of events like Stories of D-Day on April 15th, A Veteran's Living History on May 4th, you can sign up at browardveterans01@gmail.com.
Correct. I'd also like to provide a phone number that people can call for assistance, 954-271-4804. 954-271-4804.
Okay, 954-271-4804. And please remember, this is open to veterans of all ages, young, middle-aged, old. It doesn't matter. If you're a veteran of any U.S. military division, you are absolutely welcome with the Broward Veterans Coalition. Is there anything else you want the listeners to know?
Just come and find out what we're about. Come and visit us. If you don't like us, all right, that's fine. But I think you'll find that we're a great bunch of people and you'll learn many things.
I agree. I have learned so much from speaking to your very wonderful people. And I do urge people, especially the younger veterans, if you feel like, oh, you know, that's just a bunch of old fogies, it's not. And you will be doing your part to help bring more veterans together. So browardveteranscoalition.org. Joy, congratulations on being the first female president of the Broward Veterans Coalition. I am sure you will not be the last. I wish you an easy tenure, and let's stay in touch and keep me up to date on how things are going and what kind of messages we can share with the audience.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having us and giving our message out to the community.
Absolutely a pleasure.